Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. Good morning, Kansas City. It's spring break time, or the end of spring break time for some. And I am currently in Copper Mountain, Colorado, with my daughter, Andrea, son-in-law, Jorge. Jorge Martinez from Honduras. It's fun to see him on snow skis, and he likes it. But more importantly, my grandson, Chavi. It's his second time snow skiing, and Ariella, who's turning 3 in about a month from now, will be trying skiing for the first time. Oh, my goodness. Well, more about that next week. Hey, this show, and by the way, it's March Madness. Let me just say, March Madness time is crazy. All the upsets. I tell you, this is a Mizzou boy that is now pulling for the local teams. Hey, anyway, let's talk about vacations. Lots going on, but the biggest thing that I want you to know about is this coming Tuesday, the 27th of March, 5:30 at the Cruise Holidays office. We're going to have the biggest river cruise event we have ever had. So if you have even the remote interest or curiosity about what river cruising is all about and why it is so popular, let me invite you to come this coming Tuesday. And you need to RSVP because we've got close to 100 people RSVP'd already. I think we can take 130 people maximum, and it will be at our office. But for the first time ever that I know anywhere in this country, at least here with our office, we have all 5 of the major river cruise line representatives that will be there doing seminars at our office, doing seminars and offering sale prices, not only for 2018 yet this year, but also for 2019. And, you know, you've heard me talk about how popular river cruises are. So if you want to find out what the buzz is, you know what? You need to RSVP and come find out. There's no obligation. There's no cost. But it is, without a doubt, the best time for you to learn about the differences in all the cruise lines, all the river cruise lines. And I want you to be aware, I want you to think about this, that the different river cruise lines specialize and have something very unique about them that is uniquely different from another river cruise line. Matter of fact, you've heard of Viking River. Everybody has heard of Viking River cruises. They will be there. Matter of fact, I've got Eric will be on my on this show here coming up just in a few minutes. And they're the river cruise line everybody knows. But are they the best for you? Are they the right river cruise line for you? Well, this event, you know, knowledge is power. And the more you know, the more you can decide whether it's right for you or not. Then, you know, like in the automobile industry or the hotel industry, there's always good, best, better, and luxury. Same in the river cruise industry. Crystal Cruises has gotten into the river cruise industry, and they are at the high end, the luxurious end of the river cruise experience. And then you've got, and candidly, if you want to know the truth, Viking River, and I say this realistically and honestly and positively, but Viking River is like the Carnival of the ocean cruise industry. Carnival is so well known. Carnival has a great product, great experience. It's right for many, many people, Carnival is, but it may or may not be the right fit for you. Same way with Viking River. Viking River usually is the price leader, usually. But are they right for you? Well, that's what you use a professional vacation specialist like us at Cruise Holidays so that we can match you up with what's right for you. Very, very simple. Very, very simple, our job. But it's not simple because we have to know all of these river cruise lines and we know what they specialize in and they know what makes them different. And then we do our best to match you up with what's right for you. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. All of these river cruise lines are good. They're all so good. Some are just better than others. I love one of our representatives says, do you want a good vacation or do you want an exceptional vacation? Well, that's really the difference in what we offer, and that's where we match you up with what is right for you and what you're looking for. And then we'll also be talking about all the rivers, not just in Europe, the rivers in Southeast Asia, the rivers maybe, AMA Waterways has a fabulous, fabulous experience in South Africa. India is becoming popular on the Ganges River. The United States of America has river cruises. Italy, one cruise line, Uniworld, has river cruising on the Po River. So, hey, we're going to be talking about rivers. We're going to be talking about river cruising. We're going to be talking about how to save money. We're going to be talking about a little bit of everything. But so the five river cruise lines that will be at our office this coming Tuesday will be Viking River Cruises, Uniworld Boutique River Cruises, Crystal Cruises, Avalon Waterways, and AMA Waterways. So what a great opportunity. They will all be doing seminars, and they will be offering sale pricing and extra added values. So what a great time to learn about this incredible segment of the vacation industry. And hey, when we come back, we're going to talk all about the world of river cruising. And if you've never thought about river cruising, I really encourage you to listen to all of this show, because someday in your life, I tell you what, river cruising is going to be right for you. I mean, if you think river cruising is maybe just for the older people and not active enough for you, I challenge you to listen to this program, because I think you're going to find yourself maybe misinformed. Let's say you've slowed down a little bit in life and you think you'll be holding the group back a little bit. Well, guess what? River cruising has found the perfect solution for you too. Okay? There's something for everybody out there. We just want to make sure river cruising is on your radar. A lot of people come to us and say, Mark, I don't like ocean cruising. I just get seasick or whatever. My husband feels like he'll be bored. Hey, that doesn't happen on river cruises. My gosh, wait till you hear this program. And all of you ladies that want to try a cruise but your husband doesn't want to, river cruising is the answer for you. Those of you who want to, who like touring and seeing a lot of different places in a relatively short period of time, but don't like packing and unpacking, river cruising is right for you. And then we can customize pre-packages and post-packages of land trips before or after your river cruise. We do that all the time. So I'll tell you what, river cruising is without a doubt the fastest growing segment of the entire vacation industry, and also the most satisfying segment of the vacation industry. That's right. River cruises have the highest satisfaction rate for all the people that go on river cruises, higher than ocean cruises, higher than all-inclusive resorts, higher than customized land tours or hosted land tours. The highest satisfaction rate of any kind of vacation segment there is, river cruising. So stay tuned. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. It is March Madness, and we're talking about one of the most exciting parts of the entire vacation industry, river cruising. And stay tuned. You're going to learn more when we get back. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. And remember, you deserve a great vacation. Welcome back to Vacation Views. You deserve a great vacation. And I'll tell you what, I am talking about river cruises right now because on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, 3 days from now, we are going to have one of the biggest events we've ever had as far as having all five of the major river cruise lines that market to American customers, English-speaking customers, here at our office, Cruise Holidays Kansas City office, Interstate 29 and 72nd. But you will need to RSVP. We will sell out on this. We've got right at 100 people signed up already, and 130 is the most we can have. And what a great opportunity. If you don't know anything about the river cruise industry, what a river cruise is, or if you want to learn the differences between each and every river cruise line, or if you just want to save money, this is the best time for you to come learn and come save on the river cruise segment of the vacation industry. And with me right now, Mr. Eric Molina with Viking River. And Eric, you and I both know, first of all, welcome to Vacation Views.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you on Tuesday. We're going to have a fabulous event. And, you know, so many people, Eric, you and I both know this, Viking River, and thank goodness for you guys. You've just, with your incredible marketing efforts on with direct mail and TV, you've put the river cruise vacation opportunity as a mainstream vacation opportunity for really now probably closer to, what, several hundred thousand, maybe closer to a million people. It's a mainstream vacation anymore, and it is the most satisfying of all the vacation segments. And Eric, why is it? Why does everybody that go on river cruises, why do they love river cruising so much?
Well, I love to say that, you know, it's our people that really put forth the effort to keep folks coming back. I truly believe that. You know, we do an excellent job over from the operations side. But, you know, look, river cruising is a, as you said, has really taken off here in the last, 6 to 8 years. And I believe because there's so much value built into river cruising. Small ship cruising from a standpoint of Viking on the rivers. And it just really has taken off from the simple point of it is just an easier way to go from city to city without having to pack and unpack more than once on most of our itineraries. And it's just less time getting there and more time spent within the destination. Really, our tagline, Mark, as you know, is exploring the world in comfort.
I like that. I like that terminology, especially the comfort part of it, Eric. And it is. Hey, by the way, it is the service, that small, intimate experience compared to, say, ocean cruising. It's the food quality. It's the all-inclusive nature with all the tours included, or most all of the tours included. People just love it. And, Eric, one of the things you know and I know, people, before they go on their first river cruise, maybe they've heard of a town or two like Budapest or like Vienna, you know, or like Amsterdam, whatever it might be. But a lot of times it's the little bitty places that they have never heard of that make the biggest impact on their experience. Don't you find that to be true?
Completely agree. These rivers really divide countries and landscapes. And, you know, you just really wouldn't be able to get into some of these parts of the world unless you were traveling by river. Or having to go from hotel to hotel. Again, nothing wrong with that land motor coach experience. Just, again, less time getting there, more time spent within the destination, complete immersion, complete cultural enrichment, and really carefully curated itineraries for the discerning traveler.
And I really agree with that. And, Eric, it is just fascinating, isn't it? You run into this all the time. We run into this all the time. The customer that goes in, they're a little apprehensive on their first river cruise, and maybe they go to on the Danube River or on the Rhine River. Those are the two most popular ones. And they're a little apprehensive. Well, it is amazing how many of those people either book on board, rebook on board for their next river cruise, or rebook just immediately to go on another river cruise because they like it so much. It happens all the time, doesn't it?
It certainly does, especially with the Rhine or the Danube. They really speak very well to a first-time cruiser. In general, whether you've never been on a river cruise or even an ocean cruise, this really speaks volumes that these are itineraries that year in and year out are the top of the sales list and really bring folks, or I should say, really gets them hooked on river cruising and sailing with a more intimate experience.
Well, no question, and that's, I mean, boy, I'm a social guy, and my gosh, I will know 3/4 of the people, at least by face, by the second, maybe the third day. And by the end of the cruise, everybody makes new friends because it's just so easy to meet people in an environment that is just so fun and relaxed. Now, Eric, let's talk about this too. You and I both know river cruising, different than ocean cruising, sells out much quicker, and people really need to think farther in advance when they book a river cruise. Like, what were you just telling me, that this year already for 2018, Viking River is around 85% sold out already?
That's correct. You know, with 95 staterooms being the average amount of staterooms on our vessels, you have a further out booking window that folks may not be, you know, used to with regard to ocean cruising, but with that limited capacity and the ability to, you know, we do open up years in advance. We're already selling into 2019. We most likely will have 2020 space available here around the corner. So it is just that type of, you know, that type of marketplace with this type of cruising.
Yeah, it really is. We see it all the time. So if you want to go yet in 2018, you're going to have to be flexible. We can find some space available for you with Viking River. But you might be thinking about, especially if you're going with friends or family, you ought to be thinking maybe this far ahead of the game for 2019. Then if there's a big group of you especially, or whatever it might be, maybe a special anniversary or birthday in 2020, it's not too early to be thinking about river cruising then, especially if you're going during the popular times of the year, which are summer, late spring, and early fall. And candidly, if there's going to be more than one couple of you that are going, that makes it, you know, you just have to think farther ahead with river cruises. Eric, I'll tell you what, let's talk about this a little bit too. Everything, prices go up as the ships fill up. Same way on an airplane, prices go up as the airplane fills up. Same way on an ocean cruise. River cruises, same way. So the early bird really does get the worm when it comes to booking early for a river cruise, correct?
Couldn't have said it better. Yeah, exactly. With as we move through the year of 2018, you'll see very limited space for the current year, and then you'll see prices increase, whether it be airfare-wise or base price-wise, base cruise price-wise, for Viking River Cruises through as you move through 2018 for 2019 dates. So absolutely, our early booking discount is going to be the best offer out there. No other place to learn about all the current offers and current deals and current pricing and itineraries that are available than the next Tuesday. Hope to see as many of you there as we possibly can.
Oh, my gosh. And please RSVP if you've ever wanted to learn anything about river cruising. 816 area code 505-1500. We're open till 3 o'clock today, but you do need to RSVP for this event this coming Tuesday, March 27th. It, again, will be at our office, the Cruise Holidays Kansas City office, Interstate 29 and 72nd Street, just 8 miles south of our Kansas City airport. And I'm just so excited about this because I do think it's really, really important, and that's why we do these events. And I'm so pleased all the representatives like Eric with Viking River have cleared their schedule to come join us, and you will be able to find out more about the wonderful world of river cruising. If it's next year, 2019, you'll be able to get the best pricing, the promotions that are available right now for 2019. If you're looking for 2018, we'll do our best to find empty space or where space is still available for you, but you are going to have to be flexible. So do keep that in mind. Hey, Eric, also, what would you say to the customer that says, am I better booking directly with Viking River or through a professional travel agency that specializes in vacations?
I think the best answer to that is, why would you not have some sort of advisor, you know, or travel specialist that's been on the product, been all over the world like you and your folks have, Mark, not advise you or guide you with some of your most precious moments and your most precious dollars spent with loved ones, you know, friends, family, and just, you know, it gives you an advocate that really goes to bat for you, and you all doing a sensational job. So I'd say it's fool's gold by calling us directly. You want to work with Cruise Holidays of Kansas City.
Yes, you have the right to book with whoever you want. You can book direct with Viking River, but like Eric says, why would you do that? If you get the same price, you don't get a discount through booking directly with them. So if you get the same price through us at Cruise Holidays of Kansas City, that our business model is to walk you through everything you need to know, from what to where, which river is right for you, what cabin category is the best option for you. All of these things are just so important. And then so many times people want us to help them with a customized land tour, either before the river cruise begins or after the river cruise ends. And we're experts at that. We've done this going on 30 years now where we can help people with whatever kind of vacation they want. We know that vacation is so very, very important to you. The time you spent, the money you invest, you want it to be well spent. And you don't want just a good vacation. You want an exceptional vacation. And I can tell you, with a river cruise experience, you will absolutely have a vacation that will create memories that last a lifetime. Hey, Eric, one other thing I should talk to you about. There's a lot of new experiences going on right now where people are both doing back-to-back river cruises. For example, they might be doing the Rhine and the Danube together. Or you guys have just introduced a program where you could do a back-to-back river cruise and a Viking Ocean cruise. Tell us about that.
That's correct. You know, we've kind of moved into, again, full-fledged small ship cruising. We feel we're the small ship cruising experts. And with our ocean reach, we're now on every continent or visiting every continent except Antarctica. So, you know, with that being said, we've combined some of our more popular river cruises with some of our ocean cruise reach. So, yeah, there's dramatic opportunity to, if you want to sail longer and sail on both river and ocean, we should definitely be on the top of your list as far as an option.
And you'll be able to talk about that this coming Tuesday night at the Cruise Holidays office. So first of all, let me thank you publicly for taking time out of your schedule. I know this is a very, very busy time for you, Eric, and I know you representing Viking River, you're getting pulled in every direction possible through your territory to be at events like this. But thank you for clearing your schedule and being at our River Cruise event this coming Tuesday, March 27th, 5:30. And it'll go for a couple hours at least. And you'll have a chance to talk to Eric individually, one-on-one, as well as you'll be able to listen to his seminars. He'll be doing three different seminars during the course of the evening, 20-minute seminars thereabouts, and he'll have time to talk to you one-on-one if you'd like. And I think that is such a great opportunity. And more importantly than that, when Eric is bringing these sale prices and extra added values, that really is a great thing for you as well as for us. We want to earn your business, and that's why, you know, we do an awful lot of river cruise business. We know the river cruise market. I've been on 13 river cruises. It'll be 14 this summer, and I know all of these rivers, and I know what to recommend for pre- and post-packages, as does our staff. So, Eric, thanks so much for joining me today, and, hey, I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Mark. Look forward to seeing you and visiting the great state, right? So we'll see you soon.
We'll have people. Hey, we will have people from three, maybe even four states. We've got people from Iowa that have RSVP'd already. I haven't had anybody from Nebraska, but we usually get people from Nebraska come to our office since we're north by the airport there. It's not that far. And we have people from way out in Kansas and way out in Missouri come. So we are looking forward to seeing you this Tuesday, where you can learn about the incredible vacation experience of river cruising. All five of the major river cruise lines will be at our office. And you've just heard from Viking River, Eric Molina, a great guy, great representative. He makes learning fun about these river cruises. When we come back, you're going to learn all about one of the most luxurious upscale river cruise line, Crystal River Cruises, with Mr. Tim Renkowski. But I have to take a break. So you know what? It's March Madness time, but give us a call right now at 816-505-1500, 505-1500, and RSVP for the River Cruise Night this coming Tuesday. Okay? This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Remember, you deserve a great vacation, and I hope it'll be a river cruise vacation. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. And you know what? I appreciate you listening every Saturday like so many of you do. You know, you probably heard me just a couple weeks ago. March 13th was my 20th year of doing radio. 20th year doing this Vacation Views show. And this is our 30th year anniversary in business this coming summer, July 8th. But right now, we are talking about river cruises. And you know, I was telling you that this coming Tuesday night, we'll have five of the major river cruise line representatives that are that will be at the Cruise Holidays of Kansas City office from 5:30 till probably 7:30, 8 o'clock. They'll stay as late as you want, doing seminars. If you can't get there until 6, that's not a problem at all. You'll be able to hear and listen to each of the representatives and talk to them one-on-one if you like. And with me right now is Mr. Tim Renkowski of Crystal Cruises. And Tim, welcome to Vacation Views.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm a little sore, Tim. I've been snow skiing all this past week at spring break time, and I'm not 35 anymore, Tim.
No, and you and I both go back a little way, so I know exactly. But I'm looking forward to being there on Tuesday when talking to all the clients who come out to your event about Crystal River Cruising. This is a wonderful world we've gotten ourselves into.
It truly is, Tim, and I want the listening audience to know right now that there are so many differences in river cruising. And like in hotels or like in automobiles, there's always good, better, best, and luxury. And Crystal River Cruises has followed their business model with Crystal Ocean Cruises to give the most incredible, luxurious experience now on the rivers. And Tim, you have done that. Your river cruises are so... I mean, the satisfaction rate is just out of sight on your river cruises because of really all the service that you give. And that's the big thing, is your customer service, correct?
Correct. You know, we've been in the ocean business, but really the hospitality business, for almost 28 years. You were talking about your birthday, your work anniversary, July 8th. I think actually that's almost close to our anniversary at Crystal Cruises. It'll be 28 years. And, you know, we've been in the ocean business, taking care of guests, and we wanted to translate that into the river business. And, you know, this is not taking anything away from the cruise lines that have been in the river business, but we knew that there was space on the luxury side of that business, just like there is on the ocean side of that business, to take care of the guests, a lot more space per passenger, naturally a lot more service per passenger, you know, a lot of tweaking to the food. You know, we can only do so much when it comes to the ports of call. We think smaller groups are better. We need a lot more hand-holding. But the whole idea is once you're on board that ship, you'll notice a difference. And you know, we just built four brand new vessels. One just came out a couple weeks ago. We have two last year. We have one coming up next month in May, and or it's not next month, but a month and a half away. And our Crystal Mozart, which was an existing vessel, you know, we've taken each of those ships and gone through them and made sure it's the best way of traveling on the river, just like it's the best way of traveling on an ocean ship.
And that is exactly what you've done. Your phenomenal business model of making sure customers get what they pay for has been put on this river cruise. You've just done it so very, very well. And our satisfaction with our customers on Crystal River Cruises is just phenomenal. And Tim, you know, we see this all the time, don't we? There is a definite pendulum swing towards people when they go on vacation, especially if it's a big deal. Maybe it's an anniversary or a retirement or a birthday or something like that. People want to make sure that vacation is an exceptional experience. And they're willing to pay for that too, aren't they?
It's just like a first-class seat on an airplane. Like you mentioned earlier, you got restaurants, you got hotels. All the businesses have different levels of service level, size of staterooms, food service, just, you know, a little bit more hand-holding, whatever you want to call it, taking that stress away. You know, the private car transfers or you know, limousine transfers to the airport, all those type of things yes, you do get what you pay for, but the idea is it eliminates stress, it eliminates those little issues that people don't like, and that's what it boils down to no matter where you go, but especially on river cruising nowadays, that was the one place we thought we can fit in quite nicely. We're not going to be the biggest cruise line. There's plenty of companies, you know them all, that are going to be a lot bigger than Crystal. We have five wonderful ships, and all we do is the Rhine, the Main, the Danube, and the Moselle now, in the central part of Europe. Maybe one of these days we'll get to France. Maybe we'll get to Russia. Maybe we'll get to Spain. Maybe we'll get to Asia. But we leave all those places for our ocean ships.
And, Tim, I'll tell you what. Let's get back to that all-inclusive nature of river cruising. That's the other thing that Crystal does. Crystal makes this even more all-inclusive than a lot of the other river cruise lines, and that's very, very important to people. Nowadays, most people do not want to be nickel and dimed to death.
That's so correct, and you know, it's the small things. You know, it's wine and spirits throughout the day. You know, a lot of them will tell you they have wine and spirits at lunch and dinner. Well, we do it all day long. You want the Bloody Mary in the morning, or you want a little orange juice and orange juice and champagne. That works. If you want a little cocktail in the evening before you go to sleep, that works too. We have those type of things. You know, like I mentioned earlier, our shore excursions, we wanted to make sure there's a little bit of aspect that, you know, we want to do special on those shore excursions. There's a list of shore excursions that are included, but then there's a lot of options like private car and driver. So you can do things by yourself, you know, with a driver and a tour guide all taken care of for you. We have our private motor coaches that handle things. We have naturally gratuities taken care of throughout the cruise. Wi-Fi is included nowadays. Those are important things along the way that take, again, those little things out of the way so people really can enjoy they're making an investment. Let's talk about that. And they want to have the best experience possible.
It's just that simple. It's that what I said in the very beginning, and Tim, you didn't hear this. It's, do you want to have a good vacation or do you want to have an exceptional vacation? Well, that's what you need to think through. And on Tuesday night, you'll learn the unique differences. You'll hear Tim talk in much more detail than he can do right now, just these few minutes, about what Crystal River Cruising is all about. And I think you need to hear this because there are so many options and there'll be times in your life that one option will be better than another option for you. And like I say, we have more and more people that are wanting a more and more luxurious experience. And Tim, the thing you have said earlier, I want to put this kind of simply, we call it the guest to employee or staff ratio on Crystal River Cruising is the best there is. That is a formula for better service. Better service is a formula, in my opinion, to make food taste even better than it is, and to have all your wants, needs, and concerns addressed in a fashion that makes you just happy about the experience that you're having. And I mean, that's truly, in a nutshell, that's what makes Crystal what it is, right? Just the overall experience.
The service level is always very important. You know, you want the people to recognize you when you come into the dining room, or welcome back to the ship, or your room stewardess, or your butler for all your staterooms. Just to give you an idea, our new build ships, they carry 106 guests. This is the same amount of, or same size ship as most of the other cruise lines will have on the Rhine or the Main and the Danube. It's you're regulated by the width of the locks and certain things. So it's the same size ship. We carry 106 guests. Everybody else carries 150 guests. We have 68 crew members, which is about the same amount of crew members they have for a larger population on board the ship. So again, what you're talking about, crew to passenger ratio, is very important, whether it's on a big cruise ship or even on a river ship. That creates that service level. And we've always been, you know, these are our ships, this is our crew. We've always been very strong on pointing out to our crew how to take care of that guest.
And you do it better than anybody. Tim, thanks so much for joining me today, and I cannot wait for the guests that we have at our River Cruise Night this coming Tuesday to meet you and to listen to the seminars, because I bet a lot of people don't even know Crystal is in the River Cruise business. But you're not only in the River Cruise business, you do it better than maybe anybody out there, and that's what I want people to hear about.
That's what we want to talk about. We'll see you next week. Always look forward to being spending a little bit of time in Kansas City.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. That's Tim Rinkowski of Crystal River Cruises. Hey, stay tuned. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, your host, and I hope you're having a great weekend, whether no matter what it is. We're coming back from Colorado later today, where I've been out skiing with my kids and grandkids at our comfort condo at Copper Mountain, Colorado. But this show is about river cruising, and we're promoting actually the event next Tuesday, the River Cruise event. We have all five of the major river cruise lines at our office, the Cruise Holidays of Kansas City office, from 5:30 to 7:30. They'll be doing seminars, three different seminars, and you'll be able to get to talk to the individual representatives one-on-one if you like, or you'll at least be able to learn the unique differences in all of these river cruise line companies. And hey, with me right now is Cheryl Giravelli. Cheryl is the representative for Uniworld Boutique River Cruises. And Cheryl, welcome to Vacation Views.
Thank you, Mark. As always, a pleasure to be with you, and always exciting to participate in your river cruise nights and, you know, even your extravaganzas, because you bring out the best. Your staff is the best and certainly qualify for the best experiences. So you do have a lot of river cruise companies coming next Tuesday night, so definitely need to be on my toes. It's very exciting because how I feel, and Uniworld, we are the pioneers. We do have the expertise, the experience. We've been navigating the rivers longer than anyone else, in Europe. And one-of-the-kind ships, five-star floating boutique hotels and service, truly all-inclusive if you're really looking for something a bit more special and unique. And but my gosh, it's just such a busy time. And I know the other guys are saying this as well, too. We had the best year ever last year in 2017. This year, absolutely the same way. And it's because we've had some of these amazing offers, and we've been able to extend them to you and your staff because of next Tuesday night. And, anywhere from 10 to 30% off. On the most popular itineraries for 2018 until the 15th of April. So that's very excited to be offering that next Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's a huge savings in dollars. And, I have to brag on Uniworld. Two things I want to talk about. Number one, Uniworld was the first river cruise line. I'm so proud of you guys for doing this. Now you've had a couple people up their game a little bit to say, no, you know what? River cruising needs to be all inclusive. And that means... Right. All gratuities, all drinks, anything people want. I mean, you can go on a Uniworld Boutique River Cruise and not have a bill at the end of the week, can't you?
Well, it's so true. And, I don't like the term nickel and diming, because no river cruise company does that. But, it's not worth, I love to tell the gentleman, hey, you don't have to get out your wallet and, let your lovely wife be pampered or vice versa. And it's just like, hey, we take that worry or that concern away from you. All you have to do is just, enjoy yourself. I'm one of these that never really liked, trying to figure out Euro and what are you tipping your staff on guide. And then we have taken care of all that, and it's not just the gratuities. It is the excursions. It is your premium spirits. 24/7, not just, wines and craft beers at lunch and dinner. I mean, And, you know, and the spirits are just a small part of it, but it's nice to know that it's available anytime you want, not to mention 24-hour room service.
Exactly right.
That is included.
Hey, Cheryl, the other thing I love about Uniworld is the unique European feel of the design and the decor of your ships, especially the decor. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm just so glad that you brought that up, too, because this is really what sets Uniworld apart. I mean, our ships are 5-star floating boutique hotels. They are a one-of-a-kind. And, you know, our owners specifically design the ships of what part of Europe they are sailing. I mean, when you look at the Joie de Vie, who is in Paris, I mean, she was built as if France in the, you know, the late 1950s, the beautiful Italian craftsmanship of the wood. I mean, when we leave the port in Paris, Paris never leaves you while you are on board. I mean, it's some of the beautiful, I mean, these are original artwork that belong to the Tolman family. And it's not just about artwork, it's about history. Yes, we have the actual chandelier that belonged in Tavern on the Green before it closed the first time. Our owner, Mrs. Tolman, bought it at an auction and placed it in the lobby of the Antoinette. And I believe you've been on that ship.
I have.
Mark, doing castles along the Rhine. This is what sets us apart. We're not cookie cutter. And even though we have the same size ships as all the other guys, we put less guests, more staff. We have it allows us to really open up the ship for amazing public areas like alternative dining venues, pools, theaters. And, you know, it's all about wellness now, whether the guests want to stay fit, get fit. We have, the yoga classes. We have the gyms on board, bikes, the Nordic walking sticks. All this is included. Everything is included.
I think that is great. By the way, when you said Paris, it reminded me, Cheryl, my wife and I were watching The Bachelor not too long ago, and here all the bachelorettes were on your new U ship by Uniworld on the Seine River there in Paris.
Well, who's going to change history but Uniworld? I mean, as we speak, yes, we'll have this amazing opportunity now. U by Uniworld is about adventure, amazing experience, more time on land. Still, the Uniworld, the ships will be more contemporary. It, yes, is, you know, was originally to appeal to a younger market. But when we did this, you know, we were listening to our partners, like travel partners, like you, Mark, and our consumers. It's like, whoa, we don't need to have an age limit. We're young at heart. But it is for those that really just really want to spend more time off the ship, rock climbing, kayaking, just a different experience. It's not going to be quite the all-inclusive like our classic Uniworld is, but still an amazing opportunity. These ships, wait till you see them. I mean, they're painted sleek black, very contemporary, very beautiful. You know, the Europeans, they could really care less, I mean, about the ships coming up and down the rivers because they see so many. But it's jaw-dropping when you see the Europeans, like, what is this sailing down the river? Is this a James Bond movie? Is this a submarine? Because they are very, very unique. It's very, very exciting. And these sailings will start, of course, during kickoff here just in a couple of weeks. But, yes, we got a lot of media when we had the B in Paris for an episode on The Bachelor.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It was quite exciting.
Cheryl, I'll tell you what, we're down to our last minute left. I want everybody, let me just tell everybody that it is so important. If you've got a river cruise vacation on your bucket list, or even wonder if maybe it should be, that experience should be on your bucket list, this coming Tuesday is the best time to learn about all 5 major river cruise lines and which of these river cruise lines is right for your vacation. You do need to RSVP, please, at 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. And That's Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, starting at 5:30. We will go to 7:30, and then the representatives will be there as long as we need to have them there to talk to you about whatever kind of vacation is right for you. But there'll never be a better time to learn, and there'll never be a better time to save, whether it's yet this year in 2018 or next year in 2019. But I implore you, come listen and learn why river cruising is the most satisfying vacation segment in the entire vacation industry, and why you, why I think you should take a river cruise vacation. Hey, this is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Thanks for listening. Adios.